Good morning, Rithim Chayalim Hechel Shabbos, and we're learning Kalches Simen Chaf. We're talking about that we raised the question whether one should drink from the Kaisa Birchas Amozen after Shevrachas by Shalshudas when one is completing the meal after Seisa Kachovim. So we mentioned that in Chanamir Moshe says that the Mavorach the Birchas Amozen should not drink. But just the chasan kala should drink. Do they have to drink only from the kais of shabrachas or even the kais of brachas of mozen? We raise the question. That Rosh does not say that you're limited to the kais of shabrachas. And we ask the question. So why is that? Why would we be allowed to drink the kais of brachas of mozen? And the Magen Rama's formula, which the Chayyim follows, the Mishmar follows, that the person is only allowed to drink from the kais. Because one has a chiyuv to mention a kais, and therefore the kais is considered a part of the meal. There's a sefer called Tosfos Shabbos. The Tosfos Shabbos disagrees with the Magen Rama and says, since everybody agrees that it's a mitzvah to drink from they have a kais, even if it's not a chiyuv, a person is doing it for the purpose of being a kaim that mitzvah, so then it would be appropriate to say one should do so even before Avdolah, as opposed to a person just drinking for their own personal benefit. The person over here is doing because of the mitzvah. So Rabbi Yosef suggests that we have the Tosfos Shabbos to rely on. We have the opinion that there is a chiyuv. So maybe we can formulate the following way. Since everybody is always knowing to mention a kais by Shavuot Brachos, so whenever it's a Shavuot Brachos, people are clearly saying that they're following the opinion that one must have a kais. So if one must have a kais, it's part of the meal. So in that situation, everybody would agree, even the Magen Rama maybe would agree, and even if not, we should rely on the approach of the Tosfos Shabbos in that situation, that one should drink from the kais of the Birchas HaMazon as well. But just while we're talking on the topic of the kais of Birchas HaMazon, so we need to clarify a few points. The Mevorech, the person who's making the bracha on the kais of Birchas HaMazon, he personally has no chiyuv to be toyim from the kais of Shavuot Brachos. In general, we try to minimize hafsik, so there's no inyan, no need for him to share his kais with the kais of the Shavuot Brachos for himself. So immediately after one, he says the Ripei Gofen, he should drink. So if you look at the Machzor Vitri, which by the way is the source for the idea that we mix the yayin from the kais of Birchas HaMazon and the yayin of the Shevrachas, he says that the Mevorach drinks from the kais. And now that the kais is pogum, they mix the wine from the kais of the Shevrachas together to make the kais not pogum anymore, and then the chasan kala drink. So he seems to say the minig which we have of mixing together was in reaction to the fact that we give the Mevorach to drink right away, and then we give to the chasan kala in order to address and correct the issue of pogum. That's what you do. That's the source of the Mishnah we have for the idea of mixing the two kaisers together. He does not give any reason, doesn't say any clear reason. He just says he drinks, they mix it together, you give it to the chasan kala. That's about as much information as he gives us. But that's one explanation why that's so, which arguing nowadays where the Mavorach does not drink from the kais directly. Before he gets to the chasam kala, so there will be no need to mix the kaisers together. That being said, but the minig is to do that. Again, this is not in the Tomash social shodas in general. The Mavorik really should not mix together. He should drink from the kaiser Birchas HaMazon. Since he doesn't want to be pogum, he can pour out some of the wine from his kais and then drink from the kais. And then they can take that wine which he poured out and mix it together between the two kaisers. Between the Birchas Mazon Kais and the Shavuot Brachos Kais, and give to the Chasan Kala, and share with the Chasan Kala. Interestingly enough, people are makpid to make sure that there's a Kais for Shavuot Brachos, and we're not makpid to have a Kais by Birchas Mazon. Actually, the Makar is, it's much stronger than Makar that there's a Chiyuv of a Kais by Birchas Mazon, and there's actually a Chiyuv of a Kais by Shavuot Brachos. One of the interesting quirks of the Minhagim which we have. That this source-wise, nobody would ever picture the idea of making the Shavuot Brachos without a kais, even though there are many Rishonim that one could do so. And people bench a lot of kurds all the time, even according to the Rush, one must do so. So, just pointing out that interesting twist. I'm not suggesting anything halachal ma'aseh should change. We're just pointing out the interesting twist in the nature of how Klal Yisrael does things. With that, we'll move on to the next siman, and meanwhile, have a good day.